You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. May Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as Sherry sows God's love letter, the Bible, one book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. Sherry will also serve you Mystery Moment, Scott's Stuff, and an anointed prayer for healing. And now, here is Sherry Medlock.
God bless you. Thank you, Mr. Announcer Scott Merson. And welcome to Trumpet of Truth. Please open your King James Bible to the magnificent book of Mark, chapter 4, verse 24, where we left off last time. Mark chapter 4, verse 24. Because I love you, I invite everybody in the world to come here every Wednesday at 6 p.m. First of all, I'm live on the air, teaching another book of the Bible. When we go off the air, I pray for everybody who comes one by one by name as the Holy Spirit leads according to his beautiful gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And then we pray fervently for the United States of America. Every Wednesday, 6 p.m., come and be blessed and be a blessing. Because I love you, I invite everybody in the world to come here every Sunday at 5 p.m. Sundays, 5 p.m., word and prayer. Live, radio, internet, SoundCloud, Facebook, True Social Taping. I am in Suntree, Florida. I am right beside Scott Mercer's The Produce Place. The Produce Place is at the corner of Wickham Road and Panita Causeway. I'm right there. You'll see a little sign with an arrow pointing to my place, Sherry, S-H-A-R-I, Medlock, Trumpet of Truth, 2565 Sellers Lane, Melbourne, Florida, 32940. And now the curtain comes up on Mark chapter 4, verse 24. From God's heart to my heart to your heart, the kingdom of God operates by seed and by faith. The kingdom of God operates by seed and by faith.
Amen.
In Isaiah 14, Lucifer, the anointed cherub, who is also Satan, devil, serpent, dragon, rebelled against God's kingdom, overthrew it, and brought sin into God's children. And the wages of sin is death. To reinstate his kingdom, God the Father sowed his seed, his son. The child is a seed of the Father. His son, the living word, Jesus, to come to earth, born of a virgin, to pay our sin debt. And that's exactly why he came, and that's what he did. Then, to reinstate his kingdom, God sent every soul out one time in the flesh with an opportunity to accept Jesus or the devil, that or Lucifer. And in every baby, he puts a measure of faith. He sowed his son, the seed. He sowed faith into every human being when you're a baby. And if you will have faith in God's seed, his son, you may return to the kingdom of God.
Amen.
God's kingdom operates by seed and by faith.
Verse 24, and he said unto them, take heed what you hear. With what measure ye meet, it shall be measured unto you.
Take heed means be very careful. Now, why is Jesus saying, be careful what you hear? Because Romans 10, verse 17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And remember, God's kingdom operates by seed and faith. You are in the kingdom of God now if you are saved, if Jesus sits on the throne of your heart. What is a kingdom? A king and his dominion. Jesus is your king, and you're in his dominion. Amen. And his kingdom operates by seed and faith, so you in the kingdom must operate by faith. The just shall live by faith.
And unto you that hear shall more be given.
The more words you hear, the more faith you'll get. And that's a good thing, because the just live by faith. And you go from salvation to the mystery of God. Amen. The seduction in the garden, the three earth and heaven ages, the fallen angels, the order of the trumps, the mysteries of God.
5. For to him that hath, to him shall be given.
Now, the more words you get, the more faith you have. And that is good, since, of course, the just shall live by faith. But this is so good because this is God's kingdom. The more word you get, you move to a deeper level in the kingdom. For James says, do not just be a hearer of the word, you should be a doer of the word. The more words you hear, the more faith you have, and then you operate, you do the word of God. You do healing. You do supply. You do witness. In other words, you don't handle your body like the world does. When you're sick, you do the word. When you need money, you do the word. When America's broken, you do the word. In relationships, you do the word. And now you're growing. That is very good.
As from him that hath not, from him shall be taken that even which he hath.
Sometimes a person says they get saved, and they don't even bother to ever know the word of God. They don't even have enough faith to be healed, or to get the money, or to get the job, or to live for Jesus.
26. And he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground. 27. And should sleep and rise night and day.
Now it takes an agricultural term. A farmer puts a little seed in the ground. You cover it over there. You get up, you go to bed. You get up, you go to bed.
And the seed should spring and grow up. But knoweth not how.
You didn't see what was going on under there.
28. The earth bringeth forth fruit of herself. First the blade, then the ear. After that, the full corn in the ear.
All of a sudden, you got a little stalk there. Then look, you got the shuck. You got that pretty little silk. I used to take that and make my baby doll's blonde hair. And then you got a corn on the cob. One little seed, lots of seed. Now, Jesus is using this to illustrate the kingdom of heaven, which operates by seed and by faith. Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. While earth remains, seed, time, harvest. Sow a seed, give it some time, you'll reap a harvest. Now, this is where some of you give up. You sow a seed of kindness, of money into God's kingdom, or witness to someone, and nothing seems to happen. Well, give it a little time. Different seeds take different times to germinate. Different seeds take different times to germinate. Well, just look at God, our Father. Over 2,000 years ago, he sowed his seed, Jesus, into planet Earth. Well, after Jesus paid the sin debt, God started reaping some children But he's been reaping and reaping and reaping. We've seen him reap in here. I believe when I pray this fast prayer of salvation, he's going to reap some more.
Amen.
That's a long time.
Amen.
God's very patient. It's been over 2,000 years. He's still reaping his church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In my school at Coco, an 18-year-old girl came to me to study voice and piano. We bonded. I took a lot of time with her. And then she got married and moved away. And 18 years later, I was down in Coco Village leading my Christmas carol on. After it was over, this 37-year-old woman came up to me and she said, "Sherry, I got saved 2 weeks ago because of that seed you planted 18 years ago."
Amen.
I didn't even know I planted a seed. See, some of you think, "Well, I sowed, and where's my money?" Well, give it time, for heaven's sake. Now listen, when you first sow, and you're not used to sowing, there'll be a little time, seed time. But here's what you do. I do this. It's fun. Perpetually sow, and you will perpetually reap.
Amen.
See, after a while, I sow every day. I can't wait till the service is over. I'm going to sow, and I'm going to reap what I sowed a year ago. Tomorrow, I'm going to sow some more, and I'm going to reap what I sowed 9 months ago. If you stay in a perpetual sowing, you'll stay in a perpetual reaping.
Amen.
The reaper overtakes the sower. That's what Amos 9 says.
Amen.
29. But in the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come.
Now Jesus takes us to a deeper level. All of this seed time and sowing is really about the kingdom of God. God sowed his son. And when Jesus comes back at the second coming, the second advent, he's going to put in his sickle and he's going to separate the wheat from the chaff. The wheat of the children of God is going to harvest them in the kingdom. The tares of the children of the wicked one and the lake of fire. Spiritual harvest time.
And he said, "Whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God? With what comparison shall we compare it?"
He's going to explain a little bit further.
31. "It is like a grain of mustard seed, which, when it is sown into the earth, it is less than all the seeds which be in the earth."
Now, the mustard seed is the tiniest little seed. It's so insignificant. You'd look at it and you think, what in the world good or great can ever come from that? Now, sometimes you sow a seed and you say, "That was so small, I don't see how that could ever do any good." You're on an airplane. There's a passenger beside you. He sleeps the whole time. It's time to land. Fasten your seat belts. Then he turns to you and he says something. And the Holy Spirit says, "Sow the word of salvation to him." Good Lord, we're about to land here. But you sow a little seed, you say, "Did you know that God's Son, Jesus, died to pay your sin debt, to save you from sin?" "Oh, okay, off the plane." You say, "I'll never see him again." What good is that? What good is that? And you got a friend, they need millions of dollars to do God's work. You sow the best you can, but you say, "Lord, I wish I had more." But you sow, it seems so insignificant. Will that ever grow into those millions and billions? A person says to you, "Oh, I'm so troubled." The person is overwhelmed with life. And you want to help them. And there's nothing you can do. It's such a mess. And you just say, "I am praying for you." It seems so little, so insignificant. Whatever could come from those little momentary seeds?
32, but when it is sown, groweth up, and becometh greater than all herbs, and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge in the shadow of it.
That mustard seed grows up, it's got all of these branches. Now, because you have been praying for that passage on the plain, you sowed your water with prayer. Because you've been praying over that seed money, you said to your friend, you water it with prayer. Because you kept your promise and prayed for that person, water with prayer, it branches out. One day the passenger decides to go to church. He's never been. You've been praying about the word. The Holy Spirit's drawing him. And lo and behold, it's a perfect salvation sermon. He gets saved. Somebody else gets saved because they see him get saved. And all that little money you've been sending out for your friend, you get a letter in the mail. Wow, look at this check. Look at this. Somebody hand you an envelope. Money in it. Wow, look at this. Of course, you're going to return the tithe. Then you're going to give the rest of it back there. Many years ago, a Sunday school teacher asked the pastor if he could teach teenage boys. The pastor said, yes, please do. Gave him a room. The Sunday school teacher studied so hard, the Word of God. He was anointed by the Holy Spirit. He was waiting for these young boys to come in so he could win them to Jesus and teach them God's Word. Almost no one came. One day a young man came in, 16 years old. He was the only one in the class that day. Oh, Lord, says the Sunday school teacher. But he sowed the word of God and prayer into him. The 16-year-old lad was Billy Graham. He took the gospel to the whole wide world. And he's still teaching it. Good Life Channel plays him and his son Frank and Graham. That seed never stops. Many people you hear, Jesse Plantis was saved because of Billy Graham.
Amen.
That
Amen.
Seed is not in vain.
Amen.
Look at Jesus. He chose 12 disciples. They were a motley crew. One of them was a traitor. Peter cussed like a sailor. They were fishermen. But he took these men and he sowed God's seed into them. They messed up and they try again. And then one day he said, look, I'm leaving here now. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. I am going to build my church, but you are going to do the grunt work. Motley crew. At Pentecost Acts 2, they went into the upper room. The Holy Spirit fell like cloven tongues of fire. And wow, the church was born. And it's going strong ever since, right here, because of that seed that he planted.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Zechariah 4, verse 17 says, despise not small beginnings. Many years ago, the Holy Spirit told me to found a school of music, speech, Bible, and manners. I had $45. I had the training, but that was all. That's a small seed. But I lasted, and I paid everything. Thousands and thousands of lives have been saved doing music in the churches.
Amen.
And do you know it has evolved into the ministry called Trumpet of Truth? Despise not small beginnings. Why don't you start where you are?
23. And with many such parables spake he unto them, as they were able to hear it.
Not everybody's able to hear. Jesus said, some of you it goes in one ear and out the other. Why is that? Paul says that God has actually sent a spirit of slumber, stupor, over some people. Why? If they hear the truth, they do not have the integrity to endure. For every bit of truth you hear, you're accountable to God with what you do for them. So God sent the spirit of slumber for their own protection. They start, anon with great joy, but they don't last. What? I thought you were going to be at church. Nope. Go with the wind.
34. But without a parable spake he not unto them. When they were alone, he expounded all things unto his disciples.
He explained everything at a deeper level.
35. On the same day, when even was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side.
Every time Jesus speaks, he has level after level. Hosea 14 says God is like a green fir tree ever growing. There's more there than meets the eye. Why did he say Passover? Jesus knew that as God's seed, he came to be the sacrificial lamb. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8, verse 7. Now, you and I are now in the kingdom of darkness. Satan is the prince of the air. But the only way we can pass over from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light is through our Passover lamb, Jesus. But that's not all. Because God's kingdom operates by seed and faith, you can pass over from sickness by walking on the back, the 39 stripes of Jesus, to healing. He is your bridge over troubled water. Same thing with lack. You pass over from lack by giving to Jesus that love offering beyond the tithe, and you pass over into abundance, on and on. Let's go the other side, he says.
36. And when they had sent away the multitude, he took him even as he was in the ship.
He's in the ship now.
And there were also there other little ships.
Little ships about, it's a port.
37. And there arose a great storm of wind.
Uh-oh, a big old storm. In Acts chapter 27, a hurricane, a storm called Eurocladine, arose and tried to kill the Apostle Paul. Methinks the storm is trying to kill not only the disciples, but the Lord Jesus before he could die on the cross and shed his blood for our sins. Now, a lot of people think that a hurricane is from God. No, a hurricane is a demon. Have you ever seen the eye? That's not Jesus' beautiful, compassionate eye. That's the eye of the devil. A hurricane is Cain in a hurry. Cain is the first murderer, and he is the seed of the original murderer, that old serpent, the devil, Satan, who beguiled Eve in the garden. So here comes a hurricane, Cain in a hurry.
And the waves beat into the ship, so now it was now full.
Oh, my Lord, the boat's filling up.
38. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow.
Jesus back there's a little bit higher, asleep on a pillow. Jesus was in a body. He worked all the time. He needed a little sleep. Did Jesus know this storm was going to come? Yes. Jesus is very man, a very man, true man in a body. But Jesus is also very God, a very God, Emmanuel, God with us. He's omniscient. He knows everything. And God never slumbers nor sleeps. Well, why is he asleep on a pillow when the boat's filled with water and the disciples are scared to death? Sometimes in the storms of your life, it looks like God's asleep. Mm-mm. He's giving you a chance to operate the kingdom of God by seed and by faith.
And they awakened him and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish?
Now, wait a minute. What about Jesus? He was in the boat too. Now these disciples will grow from self-centered, me, myself, and I, to giving their lives for Jesus. But notice they weren't concerned about someone else who was in the same boat. Be careful, Christian. When you're fighting your storm, remember there might be somebody else in the boat fighting for their life too. Bear one another's burdens.
39, and he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea.
He said unto the sea. He spoke the word, and sound produces movement.
Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm.
Now, why in the world did he speak to that old demon, the hurricane? Sometimes he prayed to the Father. On the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. When he raised Lazarus from the dead, he said, Father, I know that thou hearest me, and thou hearest me always. But this time, he spoke to it. In Mark, and also in another gospel, Peter's mother was sick of a fever. Another gospel says Jesus spoke to the fever, and it, the fever, left. When Jesus spoke to the fever, it, the fever, heard. That fever was a demon. Sometimes that fever of that virus is not a regular sickness. It is a demon. And you have to know the difference. In Matthew chapter 8, a centurion's servant was sick, and he came to Jesus, and he said, But speak the word, and my servant shall be healed. The centurion said, I also have servants under me. I say to this one, Go, and he goes. I say to this one, Come, and he comes. And he said, Jesus, but speak the word, and my servant shall be heard. Jesus said, I have not found so great faith in all Israel. And the servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Some of you need to understand, pray for discernment of spirits. Sometimes your body is sick, but it's more than physical. It manifests physical. There's a deep-rooted thing there. Something is making a stronghold, and you can cast it out. Mark 11, speak to the mountain. Don't doubt, believe it. It'll move. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
40, and he said unto them, Why are you so fearful?
Fear is a demon. Fight fear with faith. Amen. I've not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, of a sound mind, 2 Timothy 1:7.
How is it that you have no faith?
I gave you a measure of faith at your birth. I've been teaching you the word of God. You've seen all the miracles. But how about you? This time you didn't have faith. But remember the other time he delivered you?
Amen.
And don't forget, faith comes by hearing. I've seen times to stay alive, not too long ago, that I just had to, 24/7, with a few little drops of sleep, say the word of God, say the word of God, say the word of God, say the word of God. Faith came. I heard. I'm alive. Same for you.
41, and they feared exceedingly.
Now, this fear does not mean like they were afraid in the boat. This fear in Hebrew is awe-inspired. What an awesome God is this. Awesome, awesome.
And said one to another, What manner of man is this? Even the wind and the sea obey him.
What manner of man is Jesus? Isaiah 7:14. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Because the kingdom of God operates by seated faith, Jesus, the man of man, is a seed God the Father sowed in this earth to pay our sin debt. By faith in that seed, Jesus, you can return to the kingdom of God. God's kingdom operates by seed and faith. I pray you are blessed.
Amen.
Let me introduce to you the owner of the produce place, man of God, my radio announcer, Scott Merson. Well, David left his stuff in the car. Does he put his stuff in the bag? What is Scott's stuff?
But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:6.
Bless your heart. Great Scott. Absolutely perfect. Thank you. We did not collude. The Holy Spirit led you there.
Amen.
Before I pray for healing, anybody in cyberspace or in here, if you're not saved, pray this prayer with me and mean it, and God will save you right now. Here we go. Almighty God, in Jesus' name, I am a sinner.
Almighty God, in Jesus' name, I am a sinner.
I repent of all my sins.
I repent of all my sins.
I change my mind.
I change my mind.
I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord.
I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord.
Jesus Christ, Son of God, come into my heart and save my soul.
Jesus Christ, Son of God, come into my heart and save my soul.
Forgive all my sins.
Forgive all my sins.
You took them on your body on the tree.
You took them on your body on the tree.
Wash all my sins away with your precious blood.
Wash all my sins away with your precious blood.
Baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire.
Baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire.
Make me usable.
Make me usable.
To win many souls to Jesus.
To win many souls to Jesus.
Put me where you want me in your church.
Put me where you want me in your church.
I confess with my mouth before the whole wide world.
I confess with my mouth before the whole wide world
that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Amen.
That Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
now, for those of you in cyberspace who made that confession, Romans 10 says, with the mouth, confession is made to salvation. There's a mouth again. You need to tell two or three people. I invite you to tell me. In a little while, my announcer, Scott, will give you my telephone number. Call that number. It's my voicemail. When I get it, leave your message there. I'll pray for you and welcome to the family of God. Get yourself a Bible, Old Testament and New. I suggest the King James Version. It is the only version, excuse me, you can trace almost every word back to the original Hebrew, Greek, Aramaic, Syriac, and Chaldee, in which Holy Spirit dictated it. Read that Bible every day. A little dab won't do you. Get it out of your head, into your heart, and it will talk to you and walk with you. Find a place in your home, your own special prayer place. Nobody else, no food, no cell phone, no cats, no dogs, no people, no radio, no television. In quietness and confidence is your strength. And now you pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Don't do all the talking. Have your Bible open. Put him in remembrance of his word. Talk to him about his word. Talk to him about your situation. Pray for other people. Don't do all the talking. Be quiet. Listen to him. Commune with him. I do not give up until you have the full baptism of Holy Spirit and fire. Some of you have given up too soon. Stay at it. It's a precious gift. It'll change your whole life, and you'll be a worthy Christian then. Now, you want to go to church every time the door opens. Find a church that teaches God's word, book, chapter, verse, and line. Paul says, read this epistle in the church. God's Bible is a love letter, epistle. Isaiah 28 says, line by line. By the way, I do that here every Sunday, and I do that here every Wednesday. Now, you be faithful there. Go on the Sabbath, whether your Sabbath is Sunday or Saturday, but go midweek, because that is the prayer power. That's where you get the prayer power. Without the prayer power, you're a weak Christian. And you go and you get faithful. Now, don't just sit and watch the show. See what the church needs. See what you can do to help the pastor. It's a heavy load. It's lonely at the top. Amen. Find out what you can do. And do something. Get up and participate. Invite people in. Just go out and get something. You say, oh, I'm giving this to the church. And return your tithe when you get fed God's word and an offering, and that seed will come back after many days. Cast your bread upon the water, it'll come back after many days. Ecclesiastes 13. Be faithful then. Be true. God bless you and welcome to the family of God. I want you to pray for someone who's got some congestion in their throat and lungs. Some kind of a virus you've had. In the name of the power of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over you. The devil tried to kill you. He cannot have you. You virus, loose this person. Be gone into the abyss in the name of Jesus, by the authority of Jesus, by the blood of the Lamb, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Breathe, left lung, right lung, throats, nasal passages, coughing stuff, stomach and all of them. Pick up your bed and walk. With Jesus' stripes, you're healed. Amen. You go from strength to strength. You live, you do not die. You declare the works of God. Oh, hallelujah. He sent his word and healed you and delivered you from your destruction. He relieves you from all distress. He comforts you on every side. With Jesus' stripes, you are healed. And all over the world we say, I agree
in Jesus' name.
Now, all of you who are healed there, you might want to call and tell me that once in a while, and I recognize that people are healed. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. This is your second best friend in the whole wide world. Yes, I am. Sherry Madlock. But your best friend is the Lord Jesus Christ. He will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And oh, church, no greater loveth this than a man lay down his life for his friend. I felt Jesus touch me then. We love you, Jesus. Thank you for your blood, Lord Jesus. I love you too, in here, all over the world. I feel your spirits. I'm looking forward to next time when you and I get together as a family of God to hear the joyful sound of
the trumpet of truth.
Thank you for listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. Sherry invites you to call her for prayer at 321-632-4631. Again, 321-632-4631. We can't wait until next week at the same time when you join us and hear the joyful sound of the
Trumpet of Truth. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMIE.
Yeah. but it's never loud enough. After all,
I can see the path you've chosen. We both know where this is going. I'm afraid of how your story's gonna end. And as scared to speak as I am, I know this could be my last chance to stand between you and forever's edge. Yeah, it would be easy to talk about the weather. It would be easy to look the other way. But I love you too much to not say something. Without the truth, my love means nothing. Sometimes love is anything but easy. If I was trapped in a burning building, you would be the first one running, bursting through the flames to rescue me. I can see your walls are crumbling, so now I'm the one who's running to save you from the fire that you can't see. Yeah, it would be easy to talk about the weather. It would be easy to look the other way. But I love you too much to not say something. Without the truth, my love means nothing. Sometimes love is anything but easy. Anything but easy. Paint your prison walls a brighter color, and never tell you of the one who set me free. I can't leave you locked in your chains any longer. So let me lead you to the one who holds the keys. It would be easy to talk about the weather. It would be easy to look the other way. But I love you too much to not say something. Without the truth, my love means nothing. Sometimes love is anything but easy. Anything but easy. Anything but easy. Father,
You're listening to WMIE, today's Modern Worship, 91.5 FM.
Moving here in front. Jesus.